Just the thought of reliving Saturday's game, obviously, as a coach, anytime you've been in overtime or double overtime, it's one of those emotional, gut-wrenching games. It's really a shame. We went up to Kane, played really well for three quarters, and 4 or 5 minutes into the fourth quarter, I'm sure a lot of coaches, you come across that time when all of a sudden your team just stops in all phases of the game. Opened up with a good score early to go up 7-0. They took the ensuing kickoff 92 yards to tie it 7-7, so you kind of knew what kind of game it was going to be. Certainly the win was a huge factor. Coming out of half at 7-7, I thought we made some adjustments, did some really good things. We took the opening kickoff. Our freshman Tariq Gaines from Glassboro High School took it 100 yards for a score, so you're up 14-7 into the wind. In your second or third possession, you go to kick a field goal. You're up 17-7. You run out the third quarter, you have the win, so you feel pretty comfortable. We just never recovered from the fourth play of the game. We lost our fifth season-ending knee injury, our fourth ACL. When you lose two defensive end starters and now you're outside linebacker captain, it's pretty hard to overcome. On the fourth play of the game, he turns to run, and the turf just doesn't agree with his left foot. His whole body goes, and his left knee just gets blown right out, you know, so you have a senior captain on the sidelines crying and emotional and upset in one of the bigger games of his career, and he's done. And you know, as a coach, that's just not a fun thing. We lost our defensive end Matt Hoffman in the end of the third quarter with a high ankle sprain, so you know, we're playing with some young guys up front, but that's certainly not an excuse. We were able to muster up an interception with a minute and 50 seconds left. Why they were throwing the ball in the wind, I have no idea. We got the interception. Called a timeout with 4 seconds left. We got a 30-yard chip shot with 4 seconds left to win the game, and the kid shanks it left. And then you know you're in trouble right then and there. You know, you go into overtime. He has a field goal in the first overtime from the exact same spot from the one he missed in regulation. It barely squeezes in the left upright, so you're thinking, okay, not bad. They come back and, you know, kick the field goal. So you go into the second overtime. And, again, it's one of those things you never prepare for, the overtime. So coaches are asking a million questions. We, you know, and you're like, no. This is what's going on. This is what happens. We have the first possession in the second overtime. About a 40-yarder, so it's a little bit longer, and you're not feeling comfortable. And he shanks it left again. They get the ball, drive down to about the 15. And the kid kicks the field goal to win the game in a double overtime. So, you know, it's one of those losses that, you know, you feel bad for a kicker, but there's so many other plays involved in the game. The gut-wrenching part, too, is, you know, in statistics, you won the turnover battle. You rushed the ball better than they did. You threw the ball better than they did. But for the last 10 minutes of the fourth quarter, they just did enough to tie the ball game and force it in overtime. So they're a good football team. They've gotten much better. You just feel bad for the players, especially a senior captain. You know, it wasn't even a contact play. His foot gets caught in the turf and he's done. And that's just, not a great thing to have happen. We have Montclair this week. Montclair is still undefeated in the conference. So it'll be a great challenge for us. Montclair, probably more so than Cortland and Kane, have been more of a thorn in our side the last several years. So we have a big challenge ahead. Obviously, the conference is out the window for us. If Kane runs the table or whatever occurs, we're pretty much done with two losses in conference. Hopefully, we can muster up enough for the next 2 weeks and put ourselves in a position, maybe getting that large bid, but you know, that's up to people and they make decisions, and that's not always a great thing to be in. But, the great thing about being around college kids is, you know, they make you feel really young. You know, as we went out to the practice field yesterday as coaches, we're still with the hangover of the loss, and they're bopping around and running around, and, you know, they inspire you. They make you feel young. We had a great practice. We have a great challenge ahead. It's still going to be a good season for us. But, again, we need to, you know, come out against a very good Montclair team and perform and come back with a nice victory, hopefully. And again, six of our first eight were on the road with three overnights. So coming out 6-2 in the grand scheme of things, that's not too bad. But again, you know, not certainly what we wanted to do in one position. But we'll have to see how it goes. Any questions?
So what do you say to your kicker afterwards?
You know, everybody wants to say a lot of things as the whole game's going on. He's a kid that was in the Marines, so he's an older guy. He's not a kid. You know, we put him in a position in some games this year to kick some field goals. He's kicked a 42-yarder, a 40-yarder. You know, so he's done those things. Everybody's like, well, you got to tell him about the wind. He's an older guy. He knows that. You know, so I just said, you know, and they had two timeouts before we kick in regulation. So I said, you know, Mark, they're going to burn two, so don't think you're going to kick the ball. It's going to be a while. You know, so he goes out there, lines it up. They burn the timeout. He comes over. He goes out there, lines it up. They call a timeout. He comes over. You know, the old game that you play. I just told him at the end of the game, I said, Mark, it wasn't, you know, the kicks you had. I mean, there's a lot of plays in a football game you leave out there. There was a couple third down situations that we just should have converted and we didn't. There's a couple defensive stops we should have gotten and didn't. You know, unfortunately, sometimes it comes down to the kicker, but again, there's not much, you know, there's not much to say to the kickers anyways, because they're a different breed, as we all know. But it's just a shame. He's an older guy. He's hardworking. He's been money for us all the way through. We didn't have classes yesterday because of Election Day. I think he was probably out there at 6 a.m. kicking. He went and kicked in the kicking period and was just what he's always been, not even close to missing. You know, and you really feel bad for a guy like that happens to. You know, and he probably was. He was probably out at 6 a.m. kicking all day long yesterday, you know, trying to get that out of him. But there's not much you can say. And the hard part, too, is when you talk to the senior linebacker, too. You know, and he's one of the nice, as we know, sometimes the nicest kids are the ones that gets hurt. And you're like, why him? You know, I couldn't have, you know, why him? You know, what do you say to him? You know, that's really tough. But you got to move on, you know, learn experience. So.